Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Ryan, for the message. A very good and timely reminder. Like you said at the beginning, it seems in our world today, the family is more and more under attack in many different ways. I don't think I'm going to make a lot of comments at the start here. I'm simply going to open it up to you as a church. If there's something you would like to share this morning, testimony, prayer requests, whatever it is, I'll give you the next few minutes to do that.
Thanks, Brian, for that message. That was very timely in my life. We literally just had a conversation about these things this morning, me and the wife. The wonderful job we have as fathers to raise our children. I told a guy the other day, I think part of the challenge about this is for each and everybody here, it's their first time ever raising a family. And what might work for you might not work for your neighbor or your friend or whoever it is. So keep on keeping on. And thanks for the message and what you shared.
Thank you, Joe. Anyone else?
Thank you, Ryan. One that stood out to me was talking about work. Hard work never hurt. The challenge that I face is how looking ahead, my little son is not quite 2 years old, but I look forward to when he can work. I look forward to when he wants to work with daddy. But the challenge is now how to engage him in whatever I'm doing. And there's times when I've got my tools out. Am I fixing a latch on a vehicle? Am I changing the oil? And he's right in the middle of it. How do you get him involved and yet not create a mess or whatever? And there's where my wife has been a big help to me is when I want to push him away and say, hey, I can do it by myself or I can do it faster if you're not there, she tells me, just give him a screwdriver, just something, because he feels like he's helping daddy out. And so, just thank you for that. The other one that's going through my mind is just a phrase I heard this week, and I'm not sure where to go with it. I'm still pondering it, but the guy that said it, he was talking about, He said it this way. He said, are you dealing with people? Are you dealing with your children? Whatever. He said, you're the farmer, the soil, and the crop. And he made the comment. He said it this way. He said, when the crop isn't doing what you thought it should, you're not going over there and yanking on the plant and telling it to smarten up. The farmer's trying to figure out what he did wrong with the soil. And as a father, I want to take that challenge. Our children are crops of us. We're raising them. And if they're not responding the way we want, maybe it comes back to us.
Thank you, Ryan, for the message. Something that God has laid on my heart recently was the cell phone. And as we know, the cell phones aren't going to go away. And I've been fighting with this battle of how do we let our children have the cell phone, but yet teach them to respect it. And God has laid on my heart that I need to show them, and I need to show them how to respect the phone. And I've shared it with a few people, I don't know, here or New Life people, I can't remember, but something that God has laid on my heart is when I walk in the front door, my phone needs to go on the counter and I don't need it at home. And I failed at that last night. You know, I had to think about it this morning when we were going through the Sunday school lesson, and then Ryan comes with this message and I'm like, man, I failed miserably last night. I got home and I was tired and I sat on the recliner. What happened? I didn't lay my phone on the counter. I pulled it out of my pocket, and wouldn't you know it, about 2 minutes later, there was three little boys sitting around me, and we were watching some YouTube and then some Facebook, and before you knew it, it was 9 o'clock. The evening was gone. What did I do to fill those hearts? I did nothing. Absolutely nothing. It was a waste of my time and their time. The enemy is real. The more I try to put that stupid phone away, the more that thing is an idol in my life, and I need to get rid of it, and I don't know how, but yet we use it. We can use it in a good way. So pray for me as I try to be that, to learn them to respect that, the phone, and yeah, it's just hard, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that struggles with that, but if you find something that works in your life, share it with me. I'm looking for ideas. I don't know. I struggle with it. Thank you, Ryan, for sharing.
I also want to say thank you, Ryan, for sharing. And yeah, it's a challenge for us young men, especially trying to figure out the balance between work and spending time with your family, especially if you have your own thing, especially if you're busy. It's so much easier to, it's easy just to work late, make that extra dollar. But I think it's very important that we learn how to say no, how we make sure that we get home in time. We don't work Saturdays unless we find a medium road. And it's very important that we spend time with our families and our young children. And something happened this week that, I don't know, I guess I'll share what it's worth. Got a call from one of my drivers, and he's on this small road, I guess you could say a one-horse road. And he said he pulled off to the side a little bit, and he was unloading a machine, and there was barely room to pass. And maybe... Well, yeah, there wasn't even one car width, basically. But if you went through the ditch, you could get through. And the ditch wasn't very deep. It had a lot of grass in it, and probably about a foot tall. It wasn't very deep. And so he was unloading this machine, and a long story short, a small car comes down the road, and she couldn't wait. And so she decided, well, I'm just going to take the ditch and try to get around this. I can't wait till he's done unloading. This will take way too long. Anyways, the excavator almost ran off the trailer. But anyways, I had to go over there and help out, try to figure out what we're going to do. The car ran through the ditch to try to pass him. And what she didn't see was just as she was about past the trailer, I guess there was a culvert, a hole in the ditch, and there was grass, and you couldn't see the hole. And kerplink, she plops in the ditch, front wheel, and she could not get out. So here she is. Now she's stuck, and we got a situation with a machine. But anyway, so, yeah, we unloaded the machine. She was stuck. We decided, you know, we're going to do everything. Once we are done, we'll take care of her. And she was spinning. She was in a hurry, I guess. She was spinning them wheels and trying to get out, and the tires were smoking. And I was like, you know, you just should have waited. But anyways, and I had to think about things in my life, and how sometimes I can't wait, and I just. I take off, and sometimes some things may be kind of gray, and I don't stop, and I don't go out and check. That lady should have, if she wanted to pass, she should have stopped, gotten out of her car, and walked through the ditch just to make sure nothing's in there that's gonna, so that she can get around. But no, she was in a hurry. She plopped in that hole, And yeah, I had to think, is there something in my life, or am I doing something to where I'm kind of on the fence, to where I'm kind of going through the ditch? I can kind of see, but it's shady. Do I stop, get out? Do I stop, open up God's word, and make sure that I am on the right path so that I don't just assume and keep on going and plop in that hole and can't get out? So, I don't know. I thought about that. So.
Thank you, Ryan, for the message. That's something that really, really is really, really important, is the passing on of our values to our sons. And in Deuteronomy, it talks about that a lot. Talks about, you know, teaching your sons, the next generation, you know, if they ask you why this is, you know, so you have an answer for them. And that's something that is so important, that we pass on our values to the next generation. And I don't know, it's Jay mentioned about the cell phone. And beginning of our parenting experience was before the cell phone. It was a lot easier, trust me. But how do we pass on our values to our sons, the next generation? And I don't get this of myself, but Dr. Dobson, I used to listen to him a lot, and his thing was, you know, we pass on our values to our sons in a time when their spirits are open. It doesn't work for us to sit our son down and say, now, son, let me teach you about the love of God, and you hold still, and, you know, that doesn't work. But it's when, he says, when we're on our way to the fishing hole, the poles bouncing in the back, and I've experienced that as well, that, you know, we pass someone on the way, maybe we're going hunting or whatever, and my son asked me, Daddy, why does that man smoke? That's the time when we teach him. His spirit is open. But if we have a wall in between us, it doesn't work. I mean, when their spirit is closed, we can't connect with them. But if we're doing stuff with them, if we have enough time to build a relationship with them, we take them fishing or whatever, that's the time when we can reach them. And that really stood out to me. But it's such an important thing to reach our sons, to teach the next generation what the values are.
Amen.
Thank you for the message.
I just want to say thanks, Dwayne, for the devotional this morning. It really spoke to me. Part of it was about the fear. And I can say this week I kind of experienced that a little bit. Some of you probably heard about last Sunday mentioned my brother. He's in India with IGO, and just yesterday I think he got back to Thailand again. And he has cellulitis in his leg. And just this morning he texted and he said he's going to the doctor every day now to get it rebandaged, and it's got a big hole in his leg that looks about something like that size. I'm not totally sure, but it's to drain it and everything. And well, and also kind of tying in with Ryan, the importance of a home and the parts of a home. And he was talking a lot about the men, but I tell you what, mom is also very important. Mom does a lot. Thursday evening, we took mom to the hospital. We weren't sure what was going on. About 2 weeks ago, she had hernia surgery. She was not feeling good, and we took her into the hospital and emergency room. She got in there, and a doctor said, looked at it, and her intestines were kinked, were coming out through, had a hernia, intestines were kinked. Doctor said, well, I'm not sure what's going on. You know, we got to do an emergency surgery. Said it's probably going to take 2 hours. How long the intestine was out and kinked like that, we don't know. It might be dead. We might have to, you know, do a surgery on that too. Well, they put her to sleep, and when she relaxed, everything went in. The doctor's like, well, he thought everything was fine. He didn't really extra check on it. 1 hour surgery, he came back out and he says, everything's fine, everything's looking good. She went home about another day. And well, then she went in for a checkup. She was feeling good. And then just this last week, she just wasn't feeling the best. Thursday morning, Wednesday she was sick. Thursday morning she felt good. Then Thursday night, she just was not feeling very good. And she's getting a rash on her from her incision where they did the surgery. So we weren't sure what was going on, so we ended up taking her back in. She had like 102 fever. We took her in, and well, it was really not much for us to do, so I went home again. Next morning, I talked with Dad, and he said, she's got cellulitis as well. So now my youngest brother's got cellulitis, and Mom's got cellulitis. And so she's still in the hospital here in Millersburg. And so it's just a prayer request. You know, Thursday night, it was kind of scary to me. I have a brother, handicapped brother. We got to take care of him. We got to feed him, take him to the bathroom, everything. Mom's older sister lives with us, and she can get from her chair to the table and get to the bathroom, but that's about, we pretty much got to help her up as well. So we got two handicaps in our house, and Mom does a lot. She does a lot more than what we ever realize. And now she's in the hospital, and I wasn't, you know, it's a little, it's almost stressful sometimes. It's like, how do we take care of everything like that? So just pray for us. I was there last night, and from the closest to what we can figure out, the doctor didn't exactly say, but what we feel, because intestines was kinked, it was inflamed, and they were saying she was having, got fluids on the top side of the incision, and then that was kind of like draining down into the leg and gave her cellulitis. Her ankle is very sore, and so it's just, the whole left leg is just fairly inflamed. And so we kind of feel, because of the inflammation from the intestine, that is now fired up, and that is what caused everything else. So, yeah, so if, I hope she can come home tomorrow, but that is probably the earliest that she can come home, if anything. So just remember us in your prayers. Thank you.
Thank you, Henry, for that. Anyone else?
Ephesians 5 really stood out to me. Pete and I were just talking about this verse last week. It says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. I just kept telling myself, just stay sitting. But I felt like I need to encourage young wives. And we always talk about husbands, what husbands are supposed to do. So I just want to encourage you that Christ called husbands to love their wives. And the way it says here, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. That is the highest calling of love. There's no higher. So I trust that each one of you ladies are married to a Christian man, and if that is so, then your husbands will love you as the Christ, not feel like you have to be submitted and surrendered to him, but just remember, it's the highest calling of love.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I just had to think of what Ryan was saying about his the family altar and the cell phones as well. I know we've already talked about the cell phones and how much a distraction that they are to us. And we've also just kind of wondered, what do we have to do? And we have worked on it already, but I think the more we put ourselves into reading God's word, the less that we will have a desire to look at our phone when we get home. And for myself, it's hard to have a family altar at times, certain times of the year, but we still do work on making a family altar sometime throughout the day, in the morning or in the evening, and it's a struggle for us, but we still try to make it a purpose in our lives. And we just pray that I can also be a godly father and a husband as well. And thank you, Ryan, for the message.
Amen. All right. It looks like that is it. Psalm 107, verse 1 and 2 says, "O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." His mercy endureth forever. We sang some songs this morning that talked about the mercy of God. And then verse 2 was a bit of a challenge. It says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed out of the hand of the enemy." He goes on to talk about how the children of Israel were delivered out of different circumstances through life. But I had to think of it. We give thanks to God, for he's good and his mercies endure forever. But we don't just give thanks for it. In verse 2, he says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed out of the hand of the enemy." We can take that with us. Thank you, Ryan, for the message. I can say amen to that as well. Thank you for the encouragement in that this morning. Why don't we stand? We'll have a dismissal prayer. Maybe Lonnie, if you have a verse of a song, we can lead that after prayer. Then after the verse of song, you can consider yourselves dismissed. Let's pray. God, we come before you one last time here this morning. Thank you for your wonderful mercies that are new every morning to us. God, thank you for the opportunity for us to gather here and worship you this morning in spirit and in truth. God, as we go from here, I pray that each one of us would let our light shine to the community around us as families, as parents, as whatever it is, whatever phase of life we're in. God, I just pray that we would be faithful, as we heard in the message this morning, to train up our children to follow after you. So God, be with us as we go from here. Grant us safety on the roads. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.